This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. As we wrapped up the 25 growing season, one of the biggest conversations in tillage was how autonomy performed in the field and what farmers learned from its first wide-scale rollout. John Deere says the technology is starting to mature and more growers are stepping into it. We'll hear more from Michael Porter of John Deere next.
In rural Iowa, we know you're sold on your local radio station. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network partners with local Iowa stations to deliver the latest in agriculture news, including grain elevator prices, market reports, and ag policy news. Trusted local voices, trusted ag content. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.
When I talked with John Deere's Michael Porter, we looked back at how the year went and what producers can learn about autonomous tillage and what they should think about as they prepare for 2026. Porter says that this was the first year they've shifted autonomy from testing to real-world production, and farmers responded quickly.
Yeah, no, absolutely. 2025 has been really good. It's been kind of a shift where we've gone from really the testing phase to more of the production phase and letting customers install the kits on their tractors. And now as we look forward to 26, you know, we're excited that we've opened up ordering for really the rest of the United States. So 47 of the 50 states now have the ability to order these kits to use autonomous tillage this spring.
And one of the biggest questions coming into this year was whether farmers would need brand new iron to step into autonomy. Porter says that's not the case. Retrofit kits were designed so more growers could get started without replacing the tractors and tillage tools they already own.
Absolutely. We got a big installed base of tractors and tillage tools out there. And customers, especially right now, times are tight. They're trying to make decisions that increase their efficiency on their farm and their profitability. And this is one of the ways they can do it. So we can go back to early model year 20 and a half and newer eights and 22 and newer nines. And when they order the kit, it comes with everything they need. If they need a new display, if they need cameras, obviously all the machines will need the cameras. If they need a brake valve or anything like that, comes in a kit, install it on their machine, and enables autonomous tillage, whether it's a five-year-old machine or a brand new one on the lot.
With that flexibility comes a new level of freedom in the field. Porter says the value is not just the machine doing the work, but giving farmers more usable hours during the moments of the season where labor is stretched the most.
It's really unlocking more time of the day. I think one of those things that there's no more time in the day, right?
Right.
But customers, especially in the busy seasons, spring and fall, maybe they don't have enough bodies to get the planter running, to keep tractors and the combine running in the fall and to get all their stocks ripped. So this allows them to take a machine to a field, put it in the field, swipe on their phone, and allow that machine to go autonomously till the field. So in the spring, keeps the tillage tool in front of the planter tractor, and in the fall, gets all the stocks ripped after the combine before it freezes.
Once the machine is running, farmers still have full control. Porter says the system allows them to manage settings and monitor performance, even if they're miles away running another piece of equipment.
So when they pull into the field, they can do a lot of the work ahead of time. So they can go look at the field in our operations center and really plan out what they want it to do. I want it to till this direction at this speed, this depth. They can set all those, get to the field and started. And if they want to make adjustments, they do it all from their phone. So then when they are running a combine a couple miles away, they can pull up those camera feeds on their phone, see the quality of job they're doing, and they make any adjustments on the fly right from their cell phone.
Growers look ahead to 2026. Porter says the biggest step is simply gaining an understanding of what autonomy can do on a real farm. That means looking at where time is being lost during planting or harvest and deciding whether autonomous tillage paths could free up labor or tighten up field timing. He adds that many farmers are surprised to learn how much of their current equipment can already support the kit. Local John Deere dealers can walk through compatibility, ordering windows, installation needs, and how systems tie into precision tools farmers are already using. More information is also available at Deere.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.